Last night, baseball fans celebrated a milestone for one of the game's best hitters, Yankees outfielder Ichiro Suzuki, and his 4,000th career hit in New York's 4-2 win over Toronto. Suzuki joins Pete Rose and Ty Cobb as the only major leaguers to reach the 4,000-hit mark. But NPR's Tom Goldman reports he won't be listed as such in the record book.
That's because Major League Baseball doesn't recognize all 4,000 of Ichiro Suzuki's hits. 1,278 of them came during his first 9 seasons as a pro ball player in the Japanese Pacific League. But last night's 2,722nd Major League hit still stirred players and fans alike.
Line drive, base hit, there it is! 4,000 hits!
And it was like so many others, an opposite field single as heard on the Yes Network. It was off Toronto knuckleballer R.A. Dickey, a fitting match, really, a quirky pitch hit by a quirky player. An ESPN profile of the man known around baseball simply as Ichiro detailed how he sewed his gloves by hand, stored his bats in a hardcover case with a chemical rod to control the humidity, and how he answered questions through an interpreter with his back turned to reporters. But last night, Suzuki faced his inquisitor on the field at Yankee Stadium and talked, through his interpreter, in emotional terms about how his teammates left the dugout to hug him after the big hit.
You know, I wasn't expecting it. I didn't think everybody would come out. You know, I really got choked up.
Suzuki certainly has the resume to counter some pre-milestone grumbling that his 4,000 hits don't resonate like Pete Rose and Ty Cobb's did. All-star appearances, Gold Glove awards in Japan and the majors, and of course the batting titles and hit records, all with his unique slap-at-the-ball style. Jay Jaffe writes the Strike Zone blog for Sports Illustrated.
It's not quite accurate to say that he dominated because, you know, his singles didn't quite add up to the same kind of value as the sluggers of the era. But in his own way, he was certainly the best at a certain type of hitting and showed that a Japanese position player could succeed here in the majors, and that's been quite unique.
Which is not lost on other Japanese players. After last night's hit, Suzuki bowed to the fans, his teammates, and to Toronto second baseman Munenori Kawasaki, who Jaffe says obviously looks up to Ichiro Suzuki. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.